Obviously, you've been around long enough to know these divisional games, records mean absolutely nothing, but you guys have a great opportunity this weekend to put them in a serious hole and for yourself to take a 2-0 lead in the division.
It's an exciting time right now for us. You know, being 2-0 in the division again, knowing it counts twice, an opportunity to play in front of our fans and continue to grow. It's early in the season, and having an opportunity to play in the division this quick again, we need to go play our best ball.
We talk about the division, but it's also another one of three straight NFC games. I mean, it's also important down the stretch at the end of the season when you're talking about playoffs and all that stuff too.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is that's where we want to be.
Right.
But first thing first is take care of practice, preparation, all the details that go into it. You can't skip that. And so we just focus right now on the Redskins, locking down on what they're gonna do from the defensive front. And there are multiple looks that they can give us. And they got a good umbrella there in the secondary. They can get after the quarterbacks, fast linebackers. So we got a handful that we got to make sure we're prepared for this Sunday.
Speaking of defensive fronts, your defense not looking too shabby here through the first two games. Much improved over last year, would you say?
Man, yeah, they're playing well. And, we give hats off to them. They kept us in the game versus New Orleans, made plays when we wasn't really even putting points on the board. And special team plays showed up huge for us. So they never blink. You know, we turned the ball over three times versus a really good team, led over there by Drew Brees. So, you know, that says a lot to the defense. So, our offense, we gotta pick it up this Sunday.
The offense this year has three strong receivers, something you guys have been looking forward to for a while. How much pressure does that put on a defense when they've got to worry about all three of those guys, plus you and Shane coming out of the backfield?
It's tough. I think it puts some pressure on the defensive coordinator. And then also players having to, you know, show their hands a little bit. They can't stack the box necessarily. They can't, you know, just set back in coverage necessarily because, you know, we're a balanced team. And, it's led by Eli, you know, who can get everybody in the right position for good plays. So it's a sound offense. So we just got to hold on to the football. That's huge for us. Eliminate the self-inflicted wounds, and we're a really tough team to beat.
Speaking of holding on to the football, do you have to change how you're carrying the ball at all because of the injury?
No, I mean, you know, as a running back, you always find yourself carrying the ball in awkward positions. I mean, that's kind of your job. So that wouldn't be anything significant.
Has it gotten better, Rashad? Does it feel better after a few days, or is this the kind of thing that's going to linger on you?
I mean, it's feeling better. It's definitely going to linger for a little bit, but it's feeling better.
Are you using different apparatuses or tape to try to deal with it, or do you just already have it in your mind? Tape it up and I'm going.
Yeah, now obviously, you know, we're trying to find the best solution, trying out different methods. But obviously, I understand that it's, you know, something that you got to play through.
You spoke pretty eloquently yesterday about the national anthem and Colin Kaepernick's protest and his cause, your desire to want to do something to help out. Have you guys decided on anything for Sunday, what you might or might not do?
The significance of Sunday, I mean, is for us to continue to do what we're here for. And, let's go out there and play football. I think you're getting to the national anthem, which personally, you know, if we decide to do something as a team, that's one thing. But I honestly don't think we're going to do anything at the national anthem because it's just taken away from, I believe right now, it will be undermining, you know, the whole reason for why people even decided to take it. And that's taken away the attention from oppression and injustice. So what I think we're going to do is stand and play ball and find another way to attack the issue outside of the national anthem.
Coach told us yesterday, Rashad, that he's met with a number of guys. He wouldn't name names, but he said, I met with a number of my players, and I've talked about wanting to help them, wanting to be part of the whole thing. How refreshing and how good was that for you to hear as a player that the coach is very encouraging about?
That's huge. You know, he's a head coach. And for him to have those open arms and have that much sympathy and empathy for people, you know, that are going through hard times. Extending his expertise and also his influence to be there for our community, because that's what it is. You know, we play in the NFL. we play in New York. You know, it's nothing special about us. We're in a special position. So anytime we can kind of unmask ourselves and be a magnifying glass towards things that are important, we should do that. And, you know, I think we're going to find a way to do that outside of tainting or, you know, tapping into people's emotions with the national anthem. And again, by me saying that, you know, we're going to stand doesn't say that I disagree with anybody else's methods. But, you know, you just got to stand with your convictions. And my personal convictions is to stand and find another way.
Sean, you guys obviously have a platform. I mean, we're standing here with microphones in your face. But how difficult is it to try and start the conversation, help implement change without making certain people angry? I mean, doing certain things.
It is. You do have to be sensitive to everybody's emotions, and you have to understand your audience and where you're at, have awareness. But it comes a point in time where, you know, it's a time to speak, you know. And I believe everybody understands in America that it's not really acceptable. So, and I've said before, it takes privileged people. It really does. And privileged people is us, you know, is you guys who get to write the stories and change society and how they believe and look and see and feel, you know, to make a difference and putting out the stories that need to be read instead of just clickbait so people can get advertisements. You know what I mean? So you guys have the power too. Y'all can chop up my words to make me look like a villain. You can put out the truth to make a difference. And as well as me, I can speak the truth, or I can come at it at an anger, bitterness, and knowing that people are not going to accept and understand. So, you know, I choose to come at a meek but very truthful manner, show my gestures, but outside of here, I'm actually doing work in the community to try to make a difference.
Do you appreciate how the national anthem protest has sparked a conversation that may not have been happening before the protest?
Absolutely. And that's what it is. It started a conversation. It's absolutely started a conversation. You know, obviously, anytime you ruffle the feathers of something, you never know what you're going to get up underneath. But I think the majority of people understand where Kaepernick was coming from. And that he went from sitting to taking a knee. He's already verbalized his respect and honor towards the military, and he's specifically said it's for the oppressed and injustice. And I've actually had conversations with Kaepernick on the phone several different times, told him I support him and what he's doing. And I also told him that I'm going to continue to stand and told him why I stand, but I support what he's doing. And that's what the issue is. It's too many stories out there that's addressing the national anthem instead of the actual issue. Stick with the issue. That's what he's trying to solve.
Give a message to the people of in places like Charlotte that have taken this to a
I missed the beginning.
Have you, do you have a message or something for the people like Charlotte who have taken this situation to a riotous situation there?
I'm not in that community. It didn't hit me directly as it's hit them, so I'm not going to disrespect and give any other, you know, what they should do. The only thing we can do is pray and continue to say, bring God back in the conversation. He's eliminated so much in all these conversations. And the more you try to take God out of things, the more you're going to get a godless leader and a godless society. So bring God back in the conversation. And people in leadership, people that can make a difference, people in authority, legislations, they need to stand up to make everybody else feel comfortable.